Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So we were coming back from Morningstar, the summit, we had a chance to go to the Cracker Barrel and find out what holler means and some abuse that was happening on a dirt road in some country town in Virginia, right?
You say holler?
Oh, yeah, holler.
Holler. Okay. Holler. Yeah, it's a place.
It's a place. And I think we figured out why they call it that, because you just holler. You know, like holler from mountain to mountain. Mm-hmm. And the waitress was telling us some things. I'm like, should we be knowing this, and shouldn't you have done something about this? And people were hearing this. Now we're obligated. And so, but Pat taught me how to do anything right, so I just moved on. No, just joking. And so we come out. We're heading back from the summit, the Morningstar summit, not a conference. And this is not a lottery. And right outside, Steve. Right outside.
Wait. Isn't this a rerun?
Right outside.
don't interrupt the story.
This is right. Sworn I've heard this before.
Right outside. Yeah, because it was me and you talking. And so I was coming, out.
Let him finish.
And I'm looking, you know, I noticed this, actually, because there's like thousands of people eating at this Cracker Barrel. We had to wait a while. We're sitting in the rocking chairs, which I really liked.
That's for old folks.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Well, actually, I had my Saints shirt on. And I was passing somebody.
Yeah. This is funny.
I was passing somebody. What shirt does she have on?
Pittsburgh.
So she's on her cell phone with her Pittsburgh, you know, shirt on, right? So I pass by and I throw my chest out and kind of thump my shirt like this, you know, at her, and she looks at me crazy at first because she is on the phone, and then she realizes
she's blowing up.
Yeah, she takes her shirt.
Is she blowing up?
She throws her shirt right back at me for her Pittsburgh. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I did it a couple times. I had fun. She thinks I'm a Saints fan.
And, she has no idea.
So anyway, I'm watching this theme park going outside, and you got to have fun.
Wait. Can you elaborate on theme park?
So we come back out, and we're about to leave, but first. You know, before we're going, well, I'll tell you about that in a second, even though. So then.
I know I've heard this.
I'm looking at this theme park. I mean, this is like a fun theme park.
I thought all theme parks were fun.
This is like. Yeah, but nobody was there. All I could think of was Wally World, you know?
It was nobody there.
It was closed down.
All the lines.
It was nobody there. But us, and they were open, and there was. And so.
Did you go in?
Well, you know, I tried to talk Pat into it. And he's like, nope.
What, were you the chaperone? Nope. Like, why didn't you go in?
Well, yeah, you ride. You can't. It's like by yourself, you know.
Yeah, this is the best. Could you imagine like
by
running?
Yourself?
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
No, you have to watch Pat's face going through stuff.
I'm looking at it right now. Look, he's like going through the whole.
That would have been good. I mean, he was a Mako.
Sad.
He used to be a Mako football player.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Hence the word.
Used to. We have a picture of him sitting on the bench when he was in it.
Resting.
He was actually
events.
The only one everybody was playing.
All right.
I've never noticed
I've got
that.
Pictures.
We didn't show that picture. It was you in the bandana, you know. Remember that?
That's my do-rag.
Do football players ride?
They don't.
And
the biggest, baddest ones, they won't touch them.
Do we have...
Hello.
Is this...
Hell, listen. This theme park.
Story, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. It's an entire theme park to yourself. A handful of people are there. We're like, if we parked in the parking lot, there would only been about 20, 30 cars, maybe. I don't know.
Man, front row.
And I'm looking over. And so he says, you know, no, I can't go. You know, I get woozy.
I've got things to do.
I know.
My children are waiting.
11-hour ride ahead of us.
And he's like, if you were an hour later, I don't think they would have noticed.
He's like, I get woozy. I just feel, you know, kaplumped, you know, I get woozy. And so I'm like,
woozy.
Dude, what happened to Mako's? I mean, what happened here? I mean, you're the guy, you know, what's up with this? And so we set the, he has a, GPS monitor, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that computer voice anymore. I want to hear a different voice. So we start his phone. There's different voices that you can get. Lots of voices. Yeah. So we're thumbing through his voices and all the voices that Pat has on his phone. And you know, and I decided first. I said, well, you know, I'll take the British guy. because I'm not going to hear him anyway. I turned it off because I was going to drive back. But this is the voice that he had on his phone. I'm going to listen to this.
Hey there. I'm the cougar. Let's go, darling.
I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's your cell phone? I
believe that he had that on his phone. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm thinking we cannot have that voice. This is sin, Pat. We can't have this thing.
It wasn't on my phone. It was on the app.
Oh, it was the app.
It was the app that had it.
It was the app's fault.
Oh, my goodness. And I was sitting there, and I heard that. I'm thinking, I just feel sinful. I feel like, if she's the one that told us how to, you know, 11-hour drive, I just would feel like I got to, you know, repent for having that voice. I'm thinking, can I believe that voice that was, so it was like voices you could purchase or something.
Yes, yes.
So did you purchase that voice?
No, I didn't.
And okay. So we were just kind of wondering, like, you know, or like, you know, I don't know the doctrine on this. This just don't feel right.
And if she, drives, it's like,
you know, take a left here, honey. You know, take it right there. It just doesn't seem right. You know? I had to, you know, call my wife up and repent and apologize for her driving. This cougar. It's called Cougar or something.
It's Cougar.
It's Cougar. And, but it's actually a GPS thing. And I'm thinking, oh. So anyway, getting back to this theme park. And so he thinks, you know, the British dude is telling us, take right here, take right here, take right here. And, of course, I go straight into the thing. Right? And it says, correcting, correcting, correcting.
Rerouting.
Yeah. Of course, I guess the cougar wasn't, where are you going, honey?
You know? This is not on our plan.
It's not on our plan. And
it was not.
So I'm hoping I'm riding and looking at him. I figure by the time you get to the parking, you got to drive through this toll booth. And this young kid is working the toll booth. And yeah, it's on the passenger side. He's over in the passenger side. And you have to roll that window down. So the toll booth dude is looking through Pat's window. And I'm looking at him. I said,
look at him. I'm crazy.
He's looking at me like, where's the $15, whatever it was? I'm like, I said, he don't want to do this. I mean, I really want to do this. I mean, think about this. And he's just staring at us. He's not saying anything. I gave no encouragement, like, you should do this or anything. And then finally I said, is there a way out? And he pointed us the way out. So we had to go through all the ride stuff to the right. Mm-hmm. We had to look, and we stopped, and we looked. And I looked again over at Pat to see if he would go. I mean, just the whole time, you know, I just get woozy. I get woozy when I see these things.
Now Pat has a face of approval, like, okay, yes, it was over. And it eventually came to an end.
Yeah. And I get woozy. And I'm like, woozy? Where does that come from, you know?
Talking about. I don't think that's the words I used.
Yeah,
that's
well, like we can't. You know,
yeah. Woozy.
I get a woozy. Listen to the British voice, you know?
I get woozy.
I'm a bit woozy. Watch your step. And so it was really rough. I shouldn't have went because it really tempted me to want to go. But out of my deep, compassionate love for Pat and my need for therapy now.
You forced him into the
amusement and the park. British dude saying, you know, correcting direction. We got back on the road, and my only hope was touring the coke plant 5 hours away. Yep. So, speaking of what we're talking about, you know,
I see Pat in a new light now. I mean, I've got new horizons and hopes that maybe we'll.
It gets a bit woozy.
A bit woozy.
It gets a bit woozy.
Can you expand on the wooziness?
Oh, that's what he's trying not to do.
Exactly.
Minimalist over there.
He's trying not to do is expand. We all had a chance to talk about Steve, and you're quiet when we were talking about Pat.
Very, very.
You know, it just
really
kind of works out.
I was saying, you know, I was thinking that if Steve was with me, Pat, then he would have left the Cracker Barrel, you know,
and went over and rode this thing with me.
But then
I would have ran to the opportunity
After the program, it dawns on me.
Sometimes
that
the timings of things just don't come out the way you want them to.
He was riding the teacup or something with Jared.
Your son.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That follows.
Right. That follows a lot, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, here's a nice amusement. What's funny? Okay. Well, I'm going to interject here. There's this ride, and it's called the Zipper, right?
So just picture a teacup.
No.
It spins around.
No.
It spins around like
mechanical
a
evil. That's what it is. Okay. And people describe this thing as entertainment, as amusement. People are lined up.
Are you getting to the fact that you were a bit woozy?
I was a bit woozy.
Okay.
But right. The thing is, though, but now there is context to understand this. Pat
that
did
you're
not,
a Marine and you were a bit woozy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Pat did not ride the ride. I chose.
Oh, he
to,
was. How did
I? I didn't ride that ride.
Didn't ride. No, no, you avoided the whole amusement park. You don't ride the whole.
I've ridden them before.
Hey, wait a minute, Steve. We're talking about you.
I'm in an amusement. I'm in a parking lot. I'm woozy. No, I was just like, yes, I did.
Woozy.
I did get woozy on an amusement park ride, and
it's
the whole
woozy.
Time, mm-hmm. Jared was saying, "No, no, no, just focus on the horizon. Just focus on the horizon."
What
he
the
was
horizon.
Making it worse. And the whole time, like, after I got out, I looked at the man that was controlling the whole thing just, like,
evil
in
mind.
The most evil man, and he had this snickering laugh. I'm like, did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, my goodness, you are a bit woozy.
And I had to sit down for at least an hour.
And were you in your fatigues from the war? He's a Marine.
Hopefully
that's how
not.
He's a Marine.
I was not. I was
thank
not.
Goodness, thank
I
goodness.
Sat
Marines
down,
get woozy?
Oh, on that ride, very much so. Yeah. And I sat down for probably an hour and had to wait for my whole existence to pretty much balance out and stop turning. And I think Jared did not stop laughing for the whole hour.
He's
at
probably
me.
Laughing right
yeah,
now.
He's probably laughing right now. And I'm
I
sure
don't
he,
know where he gets that from.
He remembers that.
I have no idea.
So I'm sure that if Pat would have decided to actually enter the amusement park, he may have... Maybe,
Pat has
maybe
never
the
entered the amusement park.
Yes, or like played the basketball game or something.
He's
but
done that.
I just want to highlight that Pat decided to turn around in the parking lot because apparently the parking lot made him woozy.
A bit woozy.
A bit woozy.
But speaking of woozy Marines.
And he chooses, just, there's no feedback. Pat?
I'm good.
So speaking of a bit woozy Marines, it made me think about.
I was for a fall, by the way.
We're falling!
Jared, I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity.
Speaking of the Marines, getting back to what I was talking about, that I was in the Navy, which stands for Never Again Volunteer Yourself, and I was in the Amphibious Navy, which, you
most
know, of course, you know the sailors,
amphibious.
Just soccer, are over the Marines, right? Is that shocker?
Yeah, you guys gave us a ride. Where we need to go?
I know. We were like the taxi or something. I'm like, the Marines were under the Navy. Don't you understand?
We work together, though. We do work
we
together.
We did.
Very
I mean,
well.
Y'all, it was amazing how y'all shined the guns and everything, your shoes, and bought everything out of the ship's store. Anyway, so listen. So we was in an LPD. We were in an LPD, which is an amphibious boat, and it had just big garage in it, basically, the gut of it. And it has all these little small bobber-type boats that would bob around like a fishing bobber in there. And the Marines would get inside these things. And then you sink the back of the boat. You like ballast it down and sink it where the back of the boat's
the
underwater. Water comes in. And now these little bobbing Marines, these things are just, they're not stable at all, these things. And these things, the gate comes down, the tailgate comes down. And they just charge the shore, and all of a sudden these things come out of the back, you know, like Pac-Man. Anyway, so they come out, and of course these things are rocking and going all
Pac-Man.
Over the place.
Okay, gotcha.
They're like rocking all over the place, and it's packed full of Marines. You know what I'm saying? It is not sardines, but it's SAR Marines. It's like packed in there, just you know, sealed up like a spam can.
That's what they use to storm Normandy.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. No. No, yeah, no, different. This, no. Is, this was actually enclosed.
Oh, okay, this is
totally enclosed,
okay.
Yeah. This is totally enclosed. So they were enclosed. They couldn't see the horizon, as you were talking about, the wisdom that Jared shared. And you're talking about a bit woozy. These Marines were just, whatever they had for breakfast, whatever they had for lunch, and whatever they were thinking about having for supper was in those little devices by the time they got their little machines to the shore. I mean, because it was bless their hearts. But imagine bobbing around.
That's warfare right there.
It was a bit woozy. I think every war probably started, if that's how they send their Marines to the shore. Can you imagine? I mean, for the very fact that you wouldn't even go to the theme park, Pat, remember? You didn't want to be woozy.
No.
For an 11-hour ride.
No, you didn't want me to be woozy. Trust
no,
me.
It's not a pleasurable. It's not. But
We're willing.
Speaking, it was a lot like Wally World. What they did with their grandmother, we could have just put you on the top of it. Remember the grandmother?
Yeah.
Anyways, like, they were. Anyway, so, but.
That's before your time.
But imagine the Marines are starting a war, or fighting a war. They're hitting the beaches. And you're, I mean, you don't even need that. I know that we our quarterback on our team when we were growing up, I mean, he would get sick. It would be Woozy on the way to practice because he's just anxious and nervous and trying to be the star, but he ends up throwing his cookies all the side of the station wagon. Ain't cool, bro. And so that you probably could get sick anyway because you're nervous. But then you're in this big device that's rocking you around all in water, like a ferry ride or something, or a zipper. And you know, oh my goodness, probably the first thing that happened to a lot of Marines that fought for our freedom was they got a bit woozy. They got a bit woozy, and they got a chance to see some of the things that, some historical events, you know, come across. And so I figured maybe that's why they have camouflage clothing. Maybe that's it.
Blends in.
Speaking of... You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.